Hey, everyone, and welcome to another Wednesday podcast. This is the podcast where we focus on positivity because positivity can be such a powerful tool for us both physically, emotionally, and most importantly, spiritually. So that's why every Wednesday morning, you can expect to hear me, Matt, and my beautiful wife and co-host, Heather, talk about positive things happening in our life and spending time just having a conversation. And to be honest, it's a selfish time where me and my wife just get to talk. And I guess you can kind of get a glimpse into our marriage and how we live as Christians and are married and talk about random stuff. So as always, we're going to start off with Heather, who doesn't sound like her normal Heather, and she probably can explain why. But we'll start off with her wins for this wonderful Wednesday. And what are they?
Okay, so my wins are our Friday morning breakfast dates. Those have been my wins lately.
Okay, and that's probably a subtle hint, as in we should keep these Friday morning breakfast dates.
Exactly. Because a iced pumpkin chai with a bagel breakfast sandwich is always a win.
Where did we get that?
At Lassiter's.
Oh. We have a coffee shop, Lassiter's Coffee, right down the road from us at the church building and from our house. So it's really awesome.
Thing is frozen.
Okay. What other wins you got?
It would be a win if I could stop being sickly.
Yeah.
That would be a win.
So she's sickly.
That's not a win, but it would be a win when this goes away.
Yeah. Well, what about the girls the other night? They did their speeches.
Oh, that's
they practiced
right.
Public speaking for our ladies' devotional stuff, and they did a... Will you hand me the watch? I'm the technology person in the family.
My watch is frozen on our walk. We do a lunchtime walk every day, or try to when I'm not feeling like sickliness. Yeah. How did you fix that? Did you turn it off of walking?
I don't know. I just stopped.
Hmm.
I don't know how you open it, though.
But, so we're doing Lads to Leaders this year, and our girls did practice speeches, and they got up there, and they were loud, and they were clear, and everyone could hear them, and I was very impressed. Not an ounce of fear or anything like that. They were very confident in their speech practice. And that was a packed out chapel room. So
yeah.
I'm pretty proud of them little girls. They did good. What did you just do?
What was that?
Did you just put an SOS on my phone? Or on the watch?
That was crazy.
Oh no, he's gonna end up calling like the cops on my watch.
What is your password?
I'll do it.
No, it said unlock to get rid of water.
Why does it say get rid of water?
I don't know. I had to twist the little dial thing and it was like, okay, all good.
What?
It's like sweat had built up in it or something.
That is so weird.
Okay, sorry. Okay. We're not Apple Watch users.
I'm not that tech savvy.
She got a hand-me-down Apple Watch, and she's been wearing it, and now it's like telling her to turn stuff off. And
I really only use it because I can put a picture of the girls at Disney on it as my background, and that's the only reason I use it.
I have a lot of steps for today.
and another win is Georgia and I have consistently kept up our 1 mile morning walks that we've been doing.
I get y'all's notification every day that Heather has left the house.
And so that's been fun. But anyway, what about you?
The weather is cooler, which is awesome. I overcame sickness, which is awesome. I've been preaching through a fun sermon series lately, which is awesome. And there's something else I thought about. Got to help a lady today do some stuff, so that was fun. Got to haul some stuff out of her house for her, which was cool. She had some donations to give away. But yeah, went visiting last night with some of our members and got to just chat with them, which is fun. What else did we do since last time? Oh, we had our fall festival here at the church building, and that was, the girls had a lot of fun. Heather crushed the apple nachos that
they had. We don't need to talk about that.
but yeah, it was
fun. And then Josie made me look bad because she just wanted plain apples.
Yeah, I did too.
And I'm sitting there with my apples loaded up with
caramel, marshmallows. Yeah. It looked good though. But I saw that a lot of people on our Facebook group, the Wednesday Podcast Facebook group, we asked the question last week about when do you put out your Christmas tree or when is a good time to do that? And let me pull up our results here. Okay. When is it time to put up the Christmas tree? And let's see. 22 votes for after Thanksgiving.
Boo. Y'all are lame.
7 votes. Sorry, everybody. I told you Heather is not herself. 7 votes. Oh, that's funny. Bethany Sloan said when you can. She was the only voter of that one. 7 votes for after Halloween. So
those are my people.
So sorry.
The 7 who said after Halloween.
Yes, you are in that group. Along with others.
I literally just wait for Halloween to be over.
That is too funny. That
I can prepare for Christmas.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving just doesn't even need a day.
Yeah.
It's whatever. So let's just skip
fall. I'm just happy thin crust pizza won. Everybody loves thin crust. Oh, and we have, so every Friday night now we are.
We try a new pizza place.
Yeah. So we have our pizza night, family night, Friday nights where we try to pick a movie we haven't watched or. We watched If, Imaginary Friend. We watched it on VidAngel. Just anybody who wants to watch that with your kids, there is some choice words being used in there. So if we can, we watch it on VidAngel, which we're able to filter those things out. But yeah, it was a good, cute movie. Girls liked it. We liked it.
It was a really good movie. I cried.
Yeah.
I've been crying through movies a lot lately.
So that was fun. We had Michael's Pizza here in Clarksville, and that was good.
I liked it. It wasn't my fave so far.
I think Heather and I got our adventurous. We don't always just get pepperoni like the girls do. So we got the chicken Alfredo pizza.
It was good, though.
Yeah.
But it's not my favorite
wings
so far.
Were good. We tried their wings. Oh, because I bought the coupon book for the Clarksville High School football team.
Oh, yeah.
We had a young man come by our door, and I was like, you know what? You did a lot to just get out of your comfort zone and go ask people to buy this. And so I bought one of those, and Michael's Pizza was on there. So, hey, it was an awesome deal.
Yeah.
That's the cheapest pizza we've bought in a long time.
There's a lot of good coupon thingies on it.
I just forget to use them.
I want to use them. But I don't want to eat out that much.
Yeah, we don't eat out a lot anymore.
Fridays are like our go-to day.
Yeah.
But
Friday's usually
so
the
far
only day
we've tried
out.
Camacho's, which is winning in my book.
That's way too much bread.
It's not bread. It's just like.
It's way too much.
A lot.
It's way too much bread.
But it's just like a super deep dish pizza. But then Luigi's was ultra good.
Yeah. Michael's was good.
We've had.
There's been one we didn't like.
I didn't care for Michael's as much.
Okay, that's fine.
No, what? Who was it? No, we had Pizza Hut.
I thought it was Luigi's. I almost said Luigi's. Luigi's. I think it was the.
Luigi's was.
Pizza Hut is good if you get the thin crust.
Pizza
Hut has the best thin crust. Pizza Hut's great. Remember when you used to get me the wings from Pizza Hut all the time?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was the best.
And they used to come in this round tub thing.
Yeah. So we.
It's like a basketball.
She worked in Alva, Oklahoma, and I worked on a ranch in Winoka, Oklahoma, and we lived in Winoka, which was about 26 minutes, 30-mile drive. or 26 mile drive from our house. And so when she would leave work, this was pre-children, she would just be like, hey, I'm going to go get Pizza Hut. And it'd be like once a week. And I'd be like, please pick me up the wings. They had a dry rub. They still do, I think.
Yeah.
But she'd come home with a tub of 18 wings. And I was living the healthiest life I ever had back then. I thought I could just eat all I wanted because I was working manual labor every day.
Yeah. And then me and my Jiffy Trip bean burritos.
Oh, man.
And cheeseburgers.
Those were the days. Fried food all day. But it was really good.
Speaking of movies, though, what's your least favorite movie we've watched this year? Mine's
favorite movie we've watched.
Least
favorite movie we've watched. Inside Out 2.
Same. I didn't care for it.
I like the concept, but it was exactly like Inside Out 1.
Yeah, it was Inside Out. Much the same
Inside
thing.
Out is a great movie. I know a lot of counselors.
She has another life change.
Yeah.
She's going into high school.
A joy
she moved,
messes everything up
The first
up again.
One, she moved from one state to another.
Yeah.
Then
I get it. We train ourselves to think the same way, where we want everything to be joy, but sometimes there are those sad moments. And I don't think joy is happiness, but that's my own understanding of joy versus happiness.
But yeah, Inside Out 2.
Yeah.
Was my least favorite movie so far.
Wasn't great. And then lately we've been watching the Rings of Power, which were on our last episode.
We already watched our last episode.
No, we still have one more.
We do?
Yes.
I thought we watched all of them last night.
No, we watched season 2, episode 7.
You said verse 7.
Verse 7.
You might be a preacher
no,
if.
We are on season 2, chapter 8. No.
And you said I'm out of it.
Season 2, episode 8 will be our next one.
So tonight is our last one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, that makes me sad. I looked it up and they said that they haven't given a start date for season 3 yet.
Yeah.
They haven't even started on it yet. Another thing. So speaking of Halloween and stuff.
We weren't even talking about Halloween.
Well, we were talking about fall festival stuff. And Georgia and I, on our walk, we had this talk about how we can tell a lot about our neighbors based on their Halloween decor outside.
Yeah.
So we were able to kind of decide what kind of people they were based on their Halloween stuff.
Yeah.
So now everybody is going to be going home and looking around your neighborhood as you drive home and figure out the kind of neighbors you have around you based on their Halloween decor. Because there was this one person that's got like these creepy archway of bones and skeletons and like a whole skeleton city fighting a giant werewolf in their front yard. And then some other creepy things on their front porch. Yeah, and I'm like, y'all are
interesting people.
They're
getting way too intense now.
But even at Christmas, they've got a scary Jack Frost.
Yeah. Well, and now you can't even go to Lowe's or Home Depot without your children crying or freaking out because of their massive 20-foot tall evil people that are motion activated. So I'm not into the whole scary stuff. I like pumpkins. I like fall colors and all of that. I'm not into like scary stuff though. But that's just me. I think sometimes it can be taken a little far. But yeah, so fall is in the air. And how cool is that? It's nice and cool outside. Yeah. Wait.
Yep.
But yeah, Josie gets to go on fall break next week.
I'm really excited about that.
I think we're going to try and hit up McKay's in Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
And the zoo. That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
Along with everybody else. I heard the zoo's really nice. Like, really. I don't think it's big, but I heard it's really nice. So.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. But yeah, it's been a good episode.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else?
What's a question we can ask everyone?
I don't know. What's something? I don't know. You tell me. You're the one who had all the podcast notes.
Oh, okay. Well, I was gonna talk about, have you ever, like, back in the day, been so into a movie character that when you realized who they were in real life, you were very disappointed? Like, you were expecting Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
Because Mr. Rogers is Mr. Rogers in and out of...
Yeah.
On air and off air. Well, for me, it was always Lord of the Rings. When Orlando Bloom was not a elf in real life.
He's not a hobbit in real life.
Yeah. And so... Oh,
Orlando Bloom. Is that the one that's Legolas or whatever his name is?
Yeah. But then he's also on Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh.
And so when I found out that he really wasn't
an elf
in real life, I was very disappointed.
Oh, that's sad.
That was like, what, fourth grade?
Yeah.
But then the other day, our girls are really into the Descendants movies on Disney.
Yeah.
And I don't know what we were talking about, but they were wondering about, like, are they really like this in real life?
Yeah.
I had to explain to them, like, movies versus reality. And so I got curious to look up some of the people that play on it. And I was kind of disappointed in them as well. I was like, oh, y'all should have just stayed with these nice Disney characters. Because y'all went on to be in, like, scary movies and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite movie character?
I don't know.
Disney princess?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Josie told me they played princesses at recess yesterday.
Did they really?
She was Belle.
Aww.
One of her friends was Cinderella. And then another one was Peach, Princess Peach. And then another one was Mario. I don't think they quite got that Mario's not a princess. But... And it was not a boy. So, but yeah, she was Belle.
And we got to see her on our walk today, and she ran over to the fence like a little puppy, and it was the cutest little thing ever.
Well, and she tried to climb the fence, and I was like, uh-oh. And then a boy ran over there. I was like, he's going to jump the fence. Thankfully, he didn't. So,
they're just so cute.
Yeah.
We need to figure out what they're going to be for Halloween, or they need to figure it out.
Yeah. Well, Heather won't be with us. We have an indoor trick-or-treat that's happening, and she's going to be away speaking, encouraging women. And so I'll have to decorate our door because we're doing an indoor trick-or-treat because our church building is shaped in such a cool way that it's like a big rectangle. So we're just going to set up doors or decorate doors and tables and have little stations instead of a trunk or treat.
Yep.
And then we have a chili cook-off that night. So, I think it'll be very fun and exciting, and we'll have to send pictures to Heather.
Yep.
But yeah.
Alrighty.
Finally cooling down. We have a staff meeting coming up, and one of the ministers is trying to convince us to go get ice cream during our staff meeting. And two of us are like, we don't need Satan in our lives right now. So,
yeah, that's funny. I'm
trying to lose weight and I'm down 15 pounds, I think. So the weekends, like Friday nights, and I don't do too well. I don't go wild, but I eat a little bit more than it's not that I eat a lot. It's just I eat things I shouldn't be eating. But
yeah,
it's always good to cheat a little bit during the weekend. But yeah. All right. We've been going 20 minutes. That's good enough, right?
Yeah.
That's a good episode. Drive to work and drive to and from.
Yeah, because my voice is about to give out.
We are, again, thankful for you listening and partaking in our positivity. We just encourage you to be encouraging to others. Be positive to people. I know there's so much negativity, especially now that we are in this thing called election season, where it just, that's all it is negativity. So be positive to people in your life. Try to show them that the sun is shining, even though sometimes it could be cloudy outside. But yeah, we have a Facebook group. If you want to get on there, join that. We like to ask questions and do polls. And yeah, it is a fun time for just us to talk about things that we have. So this week's question is going to be, what was your favorite movie character?
Sure. Or least favorite movie this year?
Yeah. What is your least favorite movie? That is not a positive statement.
Okay.
What is the best movie you've seen this year? You answer that. What's your favorite movie you've seen this year? Mine would be The Wild Robot.
The Wild Robot.
I thought it was cool.
That one was good. I cried through the whole thing, but yeah, it was good.
All right. So, hey, and it can also be a time where we get to see... What are you doing? A lot of time where we get to see people and what they post, and maybe we can watch their movies. All right. So if you want to stay positive, don't watch college football, because you can be saddened very much if you're a fan of teams. Sorry, I'm not even going to get into that. Have a great day. And yeah, we will see you next Wednesday. Goodbye.
Bye.